And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The Apostle Paul speaking, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are bought with a price. So you are paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is the spirit of life, used to cleanse us and redeem us from this world of darkness and misery. One of the characteristics of the remnant of people in Revelation 14th chapter, they were redeemed from earth. They were bought from earth. The thing that God uses for money to buy you with is the blood of Jesus, redeemed by the blood. Once you accept this truth, our Father establishes it in your life and changes your mind, your body, your feelings, and desires, and brings upon your life prosperity, healing, and power. Once you're washed in the blood, He puts up safeguards or protections around you. Because most of our troubles are caused by trying to protect ourselves or giving thought of tomorrow, how many hairs are on our heads, etc. But once you accept that you are not your own, you're bought with a price, the mighty power and life of God takes control, covering and protecting us by His heavenly spirit. From the life that is in your natural blood, you impart characteristics to your children through your blood. They live and grow with those characteristics in their blood. So it is with the blood of God through Jesus Christ. He imparts His heavenly natures and characteristics to you as He washes you with His blood. When we surrender to the washing of the blood, it brings rest to our lives because it washes out all unrest, brings peace that washes out strife, love that washes out hatred. So let's close our eyes and confess. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I accept
that your blood
has
redeemed me
and paid for me.
And paid for me.
I'm not my own.
I'm not my own.
I'm bought with a price.
I'm bought with a price.
In His blood, there is life and power. In His blood, there is love and glory. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. The precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. He cleanses me from my head to my feet. Makes my body a temple of His glory and peace. Like clay in the potter's hand, I'm molded and made. In my Father's land. So why should I choose my own way when I'm not my own, not even for a day? Why should I plan my own destiny when my Father God now owns me, now owns me? Like clay in the potter's hand, I'm molded and made in my Father's plan. No matter what you find wrong with yourself, no matter how much darkness, misery, and self-pity creep back upon your life, one little confession will carry you back to wherever you're supposed to be in the Lord. That little confession is, Father, I'm not my own. I'm bought with the blood of Jesus. My feelings, my desires, my thoughts are not my own. I'm ready for you to take me and make me into what's pleasing in your sight. then you will feel him begin to bring you by the Spirit to whatever place he wants you. Every time you feel yourself slipping away, confess it again and again. Whisper, sing it to yourself. Sing it to your Father. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. The precious blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. He cleanses me from my head to my feet. Makes my body a temple of his glory and peace. Like clay in the potter's hand, I'm molded and made in my Father's hand. Molded and made,
molded and made
in my Father's hand.